T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Follow the show on Twitter at Jones and Mego.
Maybe you can DM me on Twitter. Don't be creepy. Don't be creepy.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Well, we're in at our best. We didn't deserve to win. You know, I think the outcome is just as it should be. You know, tough power play can get a goal. You know, can, so 6-on-5 tough. And get in the zone, so tough loss. It's too bad because, you know, it was a heck of a game by our group yesterday, and too bad we couldn't kind of roll it over today. And you know, both teams on like Tampa on a tough schedule. We second game in the 2 days, so yeah, tough loss. But obviously, we have to move on and learn.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head.
David Pastrnak last night following the Bruins loss. I don't have any massive takeaways from that outside of Toronto's probably not an ideal first round matchup. And right now that would be their first round matchup.
Tampa.
What did I say? Toronto? No, Toronto, sorry. Toronto would be a dream. I'm sorry. Tampa is what I meant. And I'm trying to look at this now. Florida does have 2 games in hand, and they're only 2 points back. So, like, how realistic is that matchup actually happening? We can debate. But right now, that's the matchup. And that's my only takeaway from last night. I think a caller or texter brought it up yesterday. They're like, oh, would you want to face Tampa? I'm like, they don't scare me. I'm not really scared of anybody in the Atlantic. I'm not afraid of Florida. Bruins have matched up well against them. That was a good win the other night. Toronto, who's possibly afraid of Toronto? Tampa, I dismissed, and after last night, maybe I got to give that one more credence. I'd like to avoid that team. That's really my only takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know it's the second night of a back-to-back, but I guess I didn't love the comments after the game, mostly from Montgomery saying, yeah, neither team really played their best hockey, and basically
it was a back-to-back.
Excusing that they're tired and the momentum from the last game didn't carry through to this game. Like, fine, it's just, you've really been in this place since the All-Star break in which there doesn't look like a lot of consistency from game to game, let alone, I don't know, in a 3 or 4 game stretch. And so, yeah, it's the second night of a back-to-back, but it's a little disheartening after you saw such a gritty win the night before.
Yeah, I didn't like Montgomery blaming the back-to-back. The schedule is the schedule. He was crying about the schedule. And my real issue with coming back down to earth after yesterday is exactly what we talked about yesterday. It's like, is it sustainable? Or did Montgomery just call him out, wake him up for one game, and it was a one game shot in the arm? And I'm a little worried about that as well. So between that and Tampa, those are a few takeaways from the Bruins last night. They are not in action tonight after the back-to-back, but the Celtics are. They're among the picks we can get to here in Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today, and your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K and the number 4. I did hit last night. Lakers covered against the Grizz. I'm trying to remember our other picks. Didn't somebody have the Clippers? Am I making that up?
I had the Clippers.
I don't think they... I don't think they did well. I thought they might have lost to Philly.
I was Clippers 6.5. They only won by one.
So oh, so they did. They did win that game, but they didn't cover. Arcan, do you recall yours?
I don't even remember what my pick was.
Yeah, I'm failing
Good
to remember
job,
as well. Yeah, nice work. Well, I remember mine.
I do remember.
I thought everybody would remember their own.
I had the Magic -4.5.
Oh, they got smoked.
They got their ass kicked.
They got smoked, even with Draymond getting kicked out. It was that one. Okay, so those are our picks last night. Shocker didn't hit. Mega, why don't you get us started?
All right. God dang it. What? Can I roll again? I always get a six.
A six. Well, that's Red Sox tonight. Red Sox plus well, one and a half.
You basically put the dice down, so it's that's, no wonder you roll the
he
same thing every time.
Roll.
You barely give any. You barely.
She places it down.
Yeah, places it down as a six every time.
I got beverages over here. I don't want to knock them over. These beverages.
Six is the Red Sox on the money line. Not on the money line. With the point spread of 1.5, common baseball line there. Red Sox plus 1.5 on opening night. Mega.
Sure. Give it. Give him. Give me that. Like really? I'm. Yeah. I'm just. I like Sox. Let's just be pro, okay? We're the home of the Red Sox. Okay. I know.
Wait,
I trashed them to start with.
Red Sox need to hang within a run of Seattle?
Yes.
They're plus 1.5.
Plus 1.5.
I'm sorry. I misheard that. So you have the Red Sox. They can still lose.
Yeah.
Just by a run.
I feel all right about that.
What a
homer. I'm not even asking them to win.
I don't know if I love this bet.
All right. Jones has rolled a one. That is San Diego State, the Aztecs, plus 11.5, taking on UConn right over at TD Garden tonight, Jones. Can San Diego State get within 11?
No. No, they cannot. Now, I will tell you, I got a nice beefy parlay going on with all the games here tonight, and I did move UConn's line. But that's just like a protective net. I'm not really trying to lay that down. If I have to, I moved it pretty low as part of a parlay. But I'll take the Huskies to cover. Like, I don't know that I want to go full on that number if I can't move it. But if I got to pick one or the other, I think UConn blows out San Diego State. Although, who did San Diego State play in their last matchup? Was it Yale? I bet against San Diego State before, is all I'm going to tell you. I had UAB money line. I think that was against San Diego State. And I had Yale with the points, and neither one went well for me. So maybe I should stop betting against them, but I have UConn.
All right.
By those 11.5. Arcan takes his shot. Way long.
Overshot that
way
one.
Long.
That is a two, and that is Alabama plus 4.5 against North Carolina and the Tar Heels here. I am going to go with the Tar Heels to cover the 4.5. I like Alabama. I think they're a good team, and they've had a good tournament, but I think they're going to run into a wall here with UNC, so give me the Tar Heels.
I hope they
and
do.
And not just because it's Drake May's special day.
I hope they do, Arcan, because I...
That's part of your parlay?
Well, it is part of my parlay, but I'm a little over-leveraged on UNC. I realized this today. I kind of forgot I made a futures bet on them.
Ah.
They were plus money to get out of their region. Arizona's the favorite to get out of that region. It's L.A., right? Is that where the West Regional is? And so Arizona's the favorite to get out of there. They're a West Coast team, so I guess that's why they're the favorite. I took UNC plus money to get out of their region. And I'm wondering if I should start hedging with an Alabama pick here tonight, but maybe I'll have to wait until the Elite Eight. So there you go. Red Sox hanging within a run and a half of Seattle. I still don't feel
Let's
good about that.
Let's go Red Sox.
But in fairness,
Let's go Red Sox.
I took the under on watching 3.5 innings tonight, so I don't know that I'll even see it until tomorrow morning. I got UConn covering against San Diego State. I haven't learned anything betting against San Diego State
and
thus far.
I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go Red Sox.
That's Mega.
Let's go Red Sox.
Yay.
Arcan has UNC by 4.5. You can follow that. It's Bet Roulette each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mega with Arcan on WEEI. Stay tuned. It is Rich Keefe. I imagine it's Andy Hart. Yes?
O's up by 8. Let's go.
I saw they gave up the first home run of the year. I wanted to make fun of you for that, and by the time we came back, they were already in the lead. So I couldn't do that earlier in the show, but there you go. Go O's. Keefe and I think Andy Hart come your way at 6 o'clock. Stay tuned, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market. I don't know this song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
What if the cars and the people interbred? And that's what we have, people cars.
Like cyborg cars?
Yeah. It's a new species of
I wouldn't.
People
yeah, but then the people, the parents,
make love
right?
Like, to their cars.
So Catholic has this big piece. You know, you click on the link.
Catholic has a big piece.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.